Members of Maine's four Native American tribes say it's time for public schools in Skowhegan to stop using the term Indians as the nickname and mascot for their sports teams. At a special board meeting last night, representatives from the Penobscot, Passamaquoddy, Maliseet, and Mi'kmaq tribes spent more than an hour explaining why the term is inappropriate and hurtful to their people. Skowhegan schools are now the only ones in the state that still use a Native American nickname. Many students and parents, though, say the name Indians is part of the town's and school's heritage and not meant to be offensive or racist. Jay Field reports.
On Monday night, 40 minutes before members of Maine's tribes began their presentations, 17-year-old Zachary Queenan stood outside Skowhegan Area Middle School holding a homemade sign. Skowhegan Indians, our heritage, it read neatly across the front in bright orange magic marker.
We are giving the community a voice because we were not allowed to speak in the meeting.
Queenan, a senior who runs track for Skowhegan Area High School, stood in a group of several dozen students and parents who came out to protest any potential move by the school board to ditch the nickname and mascot they've grown up with. Angel Brewer, a parent of a middle school student, says the name Indians is meant in part to be a celebration of Native American heritage in the area.
What's the motivation behind it? Is the motivation of the community to be in some way derogatory or racial in any way? No, absolutely not.
But members of Maine's four tribes say it's not that simple. It can be really hard, Barry Dana later told school board members, for non-Native people to understand how it feels to hear Indian used as a nickname or as the name of a sports team's mascot. Dana is former chief of the Penobscot Nation.
We're simply asking to be able to sit down and watch a basketball game or a track meet or a football game and not have to engage in a conversation with our children. Why do they call themselves Indians? They're not Indian.
Barry Dana and others on the panel talked of having to have these kinds of conversations over and over through the years. Matt Dana, who represents the Passamaquoddy tribe in the Maine legislature, remembers taking his 8-year-old son to a wrestling match last year in the gym at Skowhegan High. He says the boy became upset when he saw the image of an Indian on the wall of the gym.
So I had to explain to him that this, we as a people still need to convince and ask for that respect that it's offensive to us. Now, that was a hard teaching for him, and he still had a hard time. He couldn't understand why Native people are used as imagery.
Disagreement over the use of the term Indians first surfaced in Skowhegan as early as 1999, when the American Indian Movement sent a letter of protest to the local school district. The school board formally rejected a push to drop the name 2 years later. In February of this year, the Bangor chapter of the NAACP contacted officials in RSU 54 demanding again that the district come up with a different nickname and mascot.
This panel of Native people do not look at Skowhegan as being racist.
The bigger question, says Barry Dana, is what happens once people understand what the use of these nicknames does to the psyche of Native Americans.
The issue itself becomes racist if it's continued. Once you know the difference.
The tribes, Dana admitted, can't legally force RSU 54 to abandon Indians as a nickname and mascot. Skowhegan Area High School is now the only high school in the state, though, that continues to use a nickname that Maine's Native American tribes find offensive. The school board will continue to debate whether to keep the name or drop it in the coming months. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.